Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed. Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon again, back with another episode. Sam, you ready, man?
I am good to go.
All right, man. Well, listen, it's Clemson. I feel great about it.
Do you?
Nah, hell no. Hell no, I feel great about it. What the hell? No, that's a bald face ass lie. Let me be honest with you. I'm going to get right to it. I don't have us winning. I don't have us winning close. I don't have the game being close. And I wish I could give y'all better answers than what I just said. But unfortunately, when I look at the fact that Florida State does not match up well in the areas in which they excel, the fact that I think they're trending in a positive direction and we are trending in the opposite, I don't feel really good about it.
No. Well, we're here to discuss it. So
we'll talk about it in detail.
I think the better way to go about talking about this Clemson game is how can they win it, right? How can FSU win the game? What needs to happen for us to win the game, and what it means. Like, what does it mean for the program to win this game? And although the matchups don't look good on paper, they don't look good on paper. They don't look good on paper, but I do think there's one of those games that Mike has probably circled, probably going to break a lot of tendencies during this game to try to win this game, because I think this is a big game for him, especially with boosters, recruiting, and everything this weekend. So I expect for him to actually throw the kitchen sink out. I expect for him
to
call.
You feel like this is his North Carolina? This is his North Carolina of the season.
He always have one special game. He always have one game that he calls like he bats for 100. So I feel like this is one of those games where I think we could see him empty the kitchen sink a little bit on offense and really try to put some pressure on Clemson and you know, especially with it being at home. I could see it getting weird in the third, fourth quarter, you know? So I'm not too down on the game, to be honest with you.
All right. I mean, listen, I respect it. I disagree. I mean,
no. I look, mean, well, okay.
I agree with you. In the record, Mike has a okay.
For the record, I'm going to pick Clemson. But
okay,
I'm saying I think things can get weird.
Yeah. See, that's what I guess. What me and you disagree is I don't think things can get weird. In the last few weeks, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like this team has struggled to figure out ways to get points. That's something that they didn't do early on in the season.
Right.
So for me to get to the place where I think things can get weird, I have to then say they have figured out whatever they couldn't figure out the last 2 weeks against Wake Forest, which doesn't have a good defense, against NC State that does have a good defense, and against Clemson that has a better defense than both of them combined.
Right.
So it's very difficult for me to get to that place where I can say weird things can happen, because man, how's it, you know what I mean? What are the weird things? Like, yeah. Again, I got a lot of ways in which I think they can win. And if they do win, this will be the way, and we'll dive into it.
Right.
But when I'm just from a non-fan perspective, I'm saying one team looks like their quarterback has figured out what he was missing a little bit, right?
Right.
And so he seems like he's playing at a level that is higher than what he was playing at last year and early this year. You have a defensive line that has gotten all five starters back, all of those NFL guys. You have a secondary that, from what we were said, what we were told, I guess, you know, on the timeline today, they're getting those guys back. Right. So even the area that I thought we may have the advantage in was DB, they're getting the DBs back.
Right.
Well, damn. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, where are we going to be able to score points? What does Mike have in the kitchen sink that he can throw at it that will allow them the opportunity? And that's what we'll dive into. Because right now, I can tell you on paper, looking at the matchup, It's not like the LSU. LSU, I told you, I looked at it and everybody was talking about this, that, and the third. I can see some ways. This one, I'm having to really squint my eyes to find the ways that they can win it. And so that's why I say when I look at this game, I think it's very difficult for me to find the wins.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
To find the win.
I can see that train of thought. You know what I'm saying? But I think if you look at FSU as a whole, right, they do a pretty good job scheming up in the first half of games. They've been pretty good in the first half of games, breaking some tendencies, find a way to put points on the board, right?
Definitely.
So I think my mindset going into the game is, can you get the 20 points, 17 to 20 points for half? Can you be within striking distance where the crowd can start, where the team can kind of take that initial Clemson blow, mm-hmm. you know, from their defensive line and their defense and take that initial blow from them, get to the second half, be like, hey, we really not that far away. I think we can actually win this game. We right here in it. You know, we just got to stop them one time and score one time. We end the game. You got to get to that place. You know, that's going to be on Mike and Atkins to have a good enough game plan to score enough points. Because I do think Clemson's going to score against this defense. I think they're going to move the football. I think this is the second best wide receiver unit FSU has played. No, I'm sorry. It's the third best wide receiver unit FSU has played.
I was going to say, wait.
It's the second best quarterback they have played. Yes. And this is almost a perfect storm for this defense to not play well, to be honest with you. This is a perfect storm of good quarterback play, good wide receivers, run game, offensive line, everything that FSU.
And that's what I mean, right? I say I think they're clicking at a time where, although I don't believe Mike has been, I mean, not Mike, Fuller has been the problem with a lot of this. I do think they may be clicking at an area where I don't know if we've worked out all the stuff on the back end. I just don't know if we've faced teams who have been able to expose it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think Clemson is the team that can expose it. What right. I will say, though, we've asked for Jordan Travis to give a game. If there ever was a game where if he had more rushing yards than passing yards, I'd be okay with, this is one of them, right? Like, this is one Jordan Travis – I thought last year he hesitated a lot to run the ball when he had opportunities. I thought last week he hesitated a lot when he had opportunities.
Right.
This is the week he got to just let it go. You can't keep all of those.
Yeah.
His legs will be needed. You're missing Trayshawn Ward. Despite what Mike Norvell says, I don't believe he's day-to-day. I think he's he's out. You know what I mean? So I don't want y'all fans to get y'all, you know. Mike's a liar when it comes to that area, you know.
I'll be honest with you. I don't get that. Like, I mean, I really don't.
You're not
get
surprising
that.
Nobody. We all saw him. We saw the injury. We saw him in the cast. We saw, I mean, in the sling. Just, he was posted a picture just, in the hospital bed. Just, what's the point of you telling us he day-to-day? Like,
I just don't get the whole – teams don't change. Like, I don't think unless it's a quarterback, maybe a dominant offensive lineman, like a dominant defensive end. Like, teams don't change a whole lot just because somebody hurt. Like, your offense is your defense is your defense. Like, a lot don't really, unless you got like a running quarterback as opposed to a throwing quarterback, maybe, but this idea that every injury needs to be some top secret thing is just, to me is kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I say this with all due respect to Trayshawn Ward. I like Trayshawn. Trayshawn is by far the best running back on this team.
Yeah.
Clemson ain't their game plan ain't going to change very much whether Trayshawn Ward plays versus, you know, whether he's a starter versus Toa Philly or Benson.
Right.
They're going to come out there with those same five linemen and they're going to do their best to get to like beat your blockers. Yeah. Like, it ain't very, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't get it either, but whatever, right?
Yeah.
Trayshawn Ward's going to be out. So that means Jordan Travis has to be running back one.
Yeah.
And so this is the game that I want to see Jordan Travis be running back one. He's going to have to design runs. It ain't open. Hey, it's third and short, and I may have thought I would have thrown it, but I don't trust y'all that well, so I'm going to run it. And I get these 3 yards myself. Yeah. Y'all might be mad at me, but hey, I'll hit y'all next time.
Right.
I think this is a game where I think Jordan Travis has to be a really selfish. You know what I mean? As, in my opinion, the best offensive player they have, I believe because Ward is out. I believe that he has no choice but to put the team on his back. I think he has no choice but to run the football. He has to keep a lot more of those options. And while I do think you can use Toa Filly in your passing game, again, he has unbelievable hands for a running back. Use him in some of those wheel routes. Use him out of the backfield, some screen plays. Let him see if you can get him in open space. Right. Benson is a straight line runner, so figure out ways to get him in straight line advantages. And I'm gonna say this:
and get Johnny Wilson. Go Johnny Wilson crazy, man.
And that's exactly what I'm gonna say. Just throw the football. Like at this point, you're not favored to win the game.
Yeah,
I don't. There's not a rational fan who's not just got on garnet and gold glasses, who's probably going to look at him and say, oh, yeah, we should win the game. So then if you don't have all of that, throw everything. Like, everything. Everything you got, throw it against the wall. Sorry. If I got to throw – no, you're good. If I got to throw, you know, 10, 20 passes to Johnny, we just jump balling it. Cool. You know what I mean? Jump ball to Johnny Wilson. Let him get 10 targets that game.
Yeah.
Let, you know what I mean? Like, give your team an opportunity to win it. I don't think this is a game where you can play it close to the vest. I think if you're playing not to lose, you will get blowed out. I think this is a game where you got to go for the home run. This is the shot play game that Mike Norvell has been hoping for, in my opinion.
I mean, if you know, it's crazy. The only way you're going to win this game is by being like ultra aggressive in the game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with that, it is going to be an opportunity that if you miss on a lot of that stuff, that you could get blowed out. You know what I'm saying? But that's the only way you're gonna be able to win the game is by taking shots, man, and taking kill blows at Clemson. Cause you know, people keep saying Clemson haven't played in an environment like this and that, but you know, DJ did win at Notre Dame like his freshman year. That was a huge crowd that he played against them. I mean, no, he lost that game actually. But that was a huge crowd.
They haven't played this year. They haven't played.
Well, my point is they have experience playing big games, though. You're not gonna rattle them. They played in That's Final Fours. I mean. You're not gonna rattle them. Like, if anything, I expect for them to actually raise their level of play because of the crowd, because of the circumstances that you know they're gonna walk into. I expect for them to be laser focused, to be honest with you, because I do think Dabo has a pulse on that team, and you know he got them feeling like nobody trusts y'all, nobody believes in y'all. We got to work our way back. And I think he's in a prime position, you know, to really, you know, go full throttle on Florida State this game, because I think he's going to have his team, their full attention. You know what I'm saying? So I don't agree with this whole idea that Dope can rattle them. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're built that way. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think when Alabama play Tennessee, I don't think Tennessee crowd is going to rattle Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I'm gonna be honest. If he was a freshman, I'd tell you that's where you would have the advantage.
Now, if you knock him out the game,
been there a few
now
years.
If you knock him out the game and the freshman quarterback come in, okay, all right,
I'm with you. Yeah, having a true freshman start in that environment is a bit rattling because I do believe. Let me ask you: do you think Florida State will be the best team that they play? I know they played.
They played Wake
and NC State.
They played.
You think Wake is the best? So you think Wake is the best?
Yeah, I think Wake was far way better. Like, and
but
I think
you believe we're the second best? Because I do believe we're better than NC State, regardless of what happened last week.
I don't know. That's close to me, because I think NC State was going to win that game going away if Leary never got hurt. I really do believe that. Like, I thought they were starting to figure things out. He was going to win that game going away. I mean, they had took control of that game.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I think the only thing that messed them up was Leary getting hurt. Like, okay, they had to figure something else out. I mean, I know, you know, when you put on the garnet gold glasses, you'd be like, oh, all we had to do is this and all we had to do is that. But
you're right. But Leary getting hurt is a huge thing.
You know what I'm saying?
You're 100% right.
And I also say, because I know a lot of FSU fans keep saying things like, you know, they haven't played us and, you know, we barely lost to these teams or that team. But they did beat those teams. And they did beat Wake Forest in Wake Forest with no DBs. They did beat NC State. You know, they beat them without, you know, they would miss some secondary guys, but they did beat them.
They
beat them going away.
they have a different culture than we do, right? Like, yeah. They have a winning culture. They have figured out a way because of the success and because of the talent.
Right.
We can figure out how to put teams away. In other words, they're not going to beat themselves. Have to go out there and take it. I don't believe the crowd is enough to do it. So
they're not going
to
get confused. They're not going to get, like, how you see Jordan get into this shell of anger and aggravation on the sideline. Like, DJ, them not going to do that. Like, their team not going to do it. They're going to play the next play. They're going to play the next drive. They're going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, they in their process because they've won so much. They understand one play doesn't kill them. You know what I'm saying? One drive don't kill them. So they're built. Like, it's kind of like FSU in 2014. They had done so much winning up to that point that you couldn't put them away unless you actually beat them. Like, you had to. It was hard to beat that 2014 because they were so.
I agree with you. I don't think this team is that because I don't think they're very good. I think Clemson is a good football team.
No, I'm not saying they're 2014.
I think they're Alabama, Georgia. But I don't think they're Alabama, Georgia. I think both of them will boat race. I think both of those teams, Alabama or Georgia, will boat race Clemson.
I don't know about that. I think Clemson defense is pretty good. I think Clemson defense will be in a game with Alabama in the fourth quarter. I think they'll be in a game with Georgia.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they can be in it for a fourth quarter. So, as much as I believe Ugalele has improved, I still don't think Ugalele is that.
Bama just went to the wire with Haynes King and Texas A&M last week.
Yeah. Jimbo put together one of them.
And Texas had them on the ropes. And the week before that, Arkansas. They beat Arkansas pretty bad at the end, but I'm just saying, like.
All right. I don't believe Clemson is that Clemson. I think Clemson is a notch below the Clemson we see.
Right. That's because they don't have a number one overall pick at quarterback, though. That's why you.
That's what I mean. They don't have a number one overall pick at quarterback, wide receiver, or running back. I think their defense is special. I do. But I don't think their offense is great. I think they've started to figure some things out. Right. I think they're going to score more than 24 points.
Right.
And when I look at it, I'm saying, do I give Florida State more than 24 points in this game? No, we just scored 17 against North Carolina State. So, no, for me, I'm saying no. There's nothing in my mind that says Florida State will be able to put up more than 24 points.
Right.
Also nothing that in my mind that says Clemson's going to score less than 24 points.
Yeah, but
unless there's a lot of turnovers, our defense is playing lights out.
Right, but that's why I said you're going to need Mike and Atkins to have a game plan that gets Jordan comfortable like that. Like, he's going to get him in a groove. He's going to get him in a groove like that. It can't be you can't have three and four three and outs in a row.
What I mean. You can't start the game with three and outs. If you haven't scored in the first quarter, you could be down 14.
Yeah.
You could be down 14. You could be down 17. You could be down 10. You know what I mean?
And I do.
But both of those are insurmountable. Are very tough. I ain't gonna say insurmountable, but they are very tough.
With that defense, it's gonna be
with that defense.
With that defense, it is because if you're not gonna be able to present the running to them, and you're gonna allow Henry and Brees and those guys to tee off, it's gonna get ugly. So.
Yeah, if the scheme is to play conservative, as we saw against NC State, which, again, I vehemently disagree with that strategy. If that is the strategy coming into Clemson, I don't think it's close. I believe let the refs decide it. Throw you at home, let the crowd get in it, let them yell at something that may not really be a roughing the passer, or let the crowd get up roll over a pass interference that may not really be, so we can influence the refs a little bit. Take shots, whatever trick play that you've been scheming up. I thought it was a fantastic play at the right before the half or the punt return. This is the week. I understood why they did it last week. I may have waited another week to roll that out there because, you know, Clemson's going to prepare for it. So now you know you ain't going to have it this week. At least I don't think you are.
Right.
So now you that's one of those one-time-a-season thing. You break it out, and now it's like, oh, you know what I mean? So now you know Clemson has worked on.
Let me ask you a question, though. We talking about, I thought over the last 2 years with Norvell – that they got away with certain things scheme-wise because teams didn't have a book on them yet, right? Like, I thought teams didn't have a big enough book or a big enough sample size on Mike Norvell, right? So sometimes you would see, like, you know, they would scheme some guys wide open and things like that. Especially in the run game, they would attack teams with wheel routes and different things, you know.
Yep.
And I called him the week before, I called him a plus play caller, right?
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. does it feel like teams are starting to get a book on him and it's starting to kind of throttle down now? Like, because it does feel like, because Wake Forest wasn't a good defense, and they did stalemate this offense, and Wake Forest not a good defense. And then you turn back around with NC State. Yeah, I thought the first half was a really good game plan, but it just seemed like once NC State decided, okay, that's what you got, okay, we're going to make this adjustment, and I don't think you're going to move the football again. And, I mean, for the most part, they didn't. So
didn't score any points.
And then
outside of the last drive, they only had one opportunity.
And then when you hear the DB say, you know, I knew what was coming. I knew what route was coming. You know, that let me know, like, is there not enough variations of what you're doing to trick people? Like, because them guys, when you watch that alignment, that whole defensive backfield went off coverage. They knew what was coming. Like, they all went off coverage in a situation where you trying to get yards, get a field goal range. Think about that.
No, I don't think that they have figured it out. I think the last couple of weeks we've called tight games. I'm putting the last 2 weeks on Mike and Atkins, right?
Right.
I think both of them have called very tight games. Like, scared. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what's the name said? Lemon booty.
Right.
They've been very like, all right, if we don't make a mistake, it reminds me very much of the Jags against the Patriots. That's how they, you know what I mean? Like, if we don't let our quarterback, like, we say we trust our quarterback, but right. Do we really?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we say we trust them. We say I believe in Jordan Travis, but they didn't call the game like we believe in Jordan Travis.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's been the case the last couple of weeks. Do they really believe in Jordan Travis? Do they really believe that he is special? And my thing is, I'm not sure if they believe it. So I'm not sure if teams have figured him out. I think they've played into the hands of the opponent. Let's take the air out the football. Let's play conservative, as opposed to what we all kind of considered last week. Was the same game we hollering for this week is the same game plan we hollering for last week.
Right.
Throw the ball deep.
Right.
They good up front. Their linebacker's good. But them secondary might not be so much. So let's make those DBs have to make some plays one-on-one in coverage.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, they didn't until it was obvious. And right. they threw on third down when it was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran the ball first and second.
Yeah.
That, in my opinion, that's a very conservative strategy. That was their strategy to start the game. That was it. They didn't open it up until the second quarter where they was like, all right, this ain't going to work.
Yeah.
So now let's try and throw it. And then they somehow came out in the second half with the exact same thing. Clemson's second half was not great, but they are getting DBs back for this game. So, T. Will, you know, I rock with you. I think the second half, it has not been special, but I don't know what this is going to look like with two starters back.
You I mean, because if you go back to even go, if you even go back further, like the LSU game, you know, and that second half wasn't great either. You know? No. So that's what I'm saying. I think they're coming out with great plans, but I don't know if they have enough tendency breakers in the second half to.
But see, I think the same problem happened with the LSU game. I think this coaching staff as a whole is very fearful of blowing a game. And as a result, it's causing them, like, I think they call a different game in the second half than they call in the first half. Every single game, because they are afraid of what may happen. I think they're afraid of Jordan Travis making a boneheaded decision. I think they are afraid of giving this defense, giving turnovers, so that gives defense a short field. So therefore, you know what I mean? So therefore, it if you give the defense a short field, you can guarantee points. We saw that against the backup quarterback who couldn't throw.
Right.
So if you're telling me if I give them a short field, I'm guaranteed I'm giving up points because our defense ain't going to stop them. We may stop them from out the end zone, but we're not going to hold them to anything less than a field goal. If we get the ball on the 50, they're going to get to the 35 to get a field goal out of it. So yeah. At this point, we know who the defense is. Decent. Good, very good men, but don't break. But the problem is your offense is not right now putting up enough points against the more elite defenses than they were against the teams who weren't nearly as good. It's why I say I feel like they can beat all the teams in the back half of the schedule because they don't face another good defense. But I don't know if this game is the one that you know pans out for them. I said it, you know, I think I said it on the reaction. I kind of think I'm going to pick them to win the next five. But I don't have them winning this game here because of – I just don't see – like, they have not schemed up well enough. They've been very conservative. They've been very not to lose. We know the competition is a little better, so let's, you know, we calling it tight. Let's not make any decisions. Let's not beat ourselves. And that's exactly what they've done. They've played the, they've conservative themselves right out of the game. As opposed to, no, we 4-0. Let's be 5-0. Let's be 6-0. Let's be 7-0. Go out there, throw everything we got into it. Can they win? Hell yeah.
Right.
I just haven't seen enough from these guys to say we're going to throw everything at it. You know what I mean? We are going to throw 1,000 passes to Johnny Wilson. We're going to make him jump ball every time he's well rested. Send him on a go route, throw it up. Let's see what happens. Pass interference or a catch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we haven't seen enough of that in games. Yeah. Johnny Wilson, who at one point looked like the only NFL wide receiver on your team. If he's the only NFL wide receiver on your team, man, feed him the football.
Yeah.
Throw him the football. Force it to him. He's 6'7". You can force him the football. Yeah, talk about, you know what I mean? Teach the quarterback placement. You know what I mean? So that way he understands if we throwing it up to Johnny Wilson, I'm putting in a position where either he going to catch it or it's falling incomplete.
Yeah.
And those are the little things that I haven't seen Mike Norvell and Atkins make the adjustment to in the second half of these football games. Teams are making the adjustment, as we expect good D1 teams to do.
Yeah.
Where's our adjustment to their adjustment?
Yeah.
You got to understand, like, you know what I mean? I think going in the half, we have to know they're going to take away something.
I think that's a bigger part of the problem right now. And I always say that you can adjust better when you got better players. But I don't, like, watching the NC State game, I don't feel like they out-talented us. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like they had so much.
That's
more
what I'm saying. I think we were
the
better team. Yeah.
So, I mean, they got to find a way to adjust a little bit quicker on the fly. And I don't know if that's because is the brain trust on the offensive side not good enough? Do you need more minds on that side of the ball to help you adjust faster and quicker to what's going on? That more so leave out of this season, no matter what the record is. It's very concerning to me going forward. And it's something I'm going to, you know, watch tentatively because I'm curious about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that bothers me a little bit that we have a hard time in the second half scoring points. You know what I'm saying? This offense need to score more points, especially in the second half. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big deal. That's a huge deal to me. So, but we'll see. I also like the fact that FSU, in this game, I think FSU can do some things special team-wise that'll give them a chance to win the game. Also, I think Papuchi has done a good job scheming certain things up. I actually think that if that punter actually takes off a run, they schemed it up perfectly, and then they schemed up another right before half. So if he can come back in this game against Clemson, find another special teams matchup that we can use in our favor, I think special teams can be a big part of turning the tide again. Maybe Shaheen Brown blocks another kick. He was really close last week. I think special teams can have a big say in us actually winning the game.
Yeah. To what you were saying earlier, I thought that I ain't gonna worry about it. You know what? I don't even want to talk about it. Special teams, I do think, because I realize I'm trying to find ways that we can win the game, right? I think me and you both have picked them to lose.
Oh, man, while y'all here, man, make sure y'all hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the subscribe. We at $7.99 right now. Let's go ahead and get to $800.
Yeah, man. Who's number one, man? Listen, so let me say this. I think special teams going to play a part because it, you know, again, you're going to need those 3 points. We talked about it last week. It helped. It didn't help us in the win, but it didn't really – it hurt us in the end because I believe Mike Norvell's decision to call the fade pattern was because of I don't fully trust my kicker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, we already knew special teams were going to play a part. I think we saw it last week in his decision making. In other words, I know this is a 35 yarder.
Right.
Ooh, I feel better if it was a 25 yarder. Matter of fact, I'd much rather score. So let's just score. Let's try to score a touchdown. I think that's what led to his decision.
Right.
So special teams, I think, will be very important. Let him try them out there early. Let him make an early field goal. Try to kick out the early. Let him make an early field goal. Even in a situation, it's fourth and goal from the one.
Right.
Kick the field goal. Take the 3 points just so he can feel good about himself going into it because you might need him later. It's one of the few times I'd say in that situation, go for it. Right. But I don't really, you know, again, I don't know how good our defense is, and I think we should try them out there. Yeah, but you're going to need a punt block, field goal block, extra point return for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need something. You're going to have turnovers.
Right.
All of those things are going to be necessary in order for you to win the game. Your kicker is going to have to be plus. He's going to have to make more field goals than he missed.
Right.
Your defense is going to have to turn the ball over at least two times. Mm-hmm. And I think if your special teams is perfect, you turn the ball over two times, it puts you in a position to where Doak at night, let's say Florida State's up 24-21, you can be in a game where you may be able to pull out a win.
Right. So you're going to have to play great defense. You're going to need something on special teams. You're going to need something on special teams.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, only thing about it is, you know, Clemson is ranked really high on special teams. They are really good special teams. You know, I think Marcus Lucas saying right here, not happening with special teams. FSU and Clemson is ranked number one. It's true. They are. They got a great kicker. He does a good job. But you got to find something.
Yeah, they're not going to beat themselves. We keep saying it. They're not going to beat themselves. Good teams don't beat themselves.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something. I just think if I'm Mike, I come in really aggressive. I'm throwing kill shots. You know, I'm throwing deep balls. I'm trying to set up stopping goals. I'm doing what I can. Because a death by a thousand cuts against this Clemson team, they're very patient. And they will be very patient, and they will beat you like a drum.
Yeah, this is not the game plan for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like somebody, William put, Norvell, do not try to run fast because it's going to wear down your defense going three and out. I actually disagree. I think you have to play up-tempo. One, because I think Jordan Travis plays better in it, and it keeps your defense off balance. Even you may have to take those quick three and outs. You know what I mean? Like you may have to just deal with the quick three and outs. I think the only way you can do is, hey, if you get a first down, go tempo. You know what I mean? Yeah. First down, go tempo, and let them adjust to it. Again, you got to be the bullies. You can't play back. We can't squeeze their out of the football trying to, you know, limit their possessions. If you are playing scared, you're playing not to lose, then you're playing to lose the game. You're playing in the Clemson's hands. They are, in this case, the better team. I didn't say that about North Carolina State. I still don't necessarily feel that about Wake Forest, even though I think Wake Forest is a better put together team. I think they've again, you got a bunch of grown ass men over there who know what they're doing. So for that, in that situation, I think they may be better. But talent wise, I don't think Wake Forest has more talent. What I do think though is Clemson does. You're gonna have to figure out ways to scheme guys open. This is the time. Like we've seen Mike do it again. I feel like we only seen him do it against North Carolina. But this is the game. He got to scheme guys open.
But who doesn't? Somebody got North Carolina.
Right, everybody seems to do it against North Carolina.
Miami just had a good offensive game against North Carolina.
It's still lost, boy. That Corey Gables. I think this. You got to scheme guys open, man. You got to figure out something, find a weakness. This is a very big game for Mike Norvell and for Alex Atkins to figure out how can they get to. I'm gonna say 28 points. So if they can get to 28 points and hold Clemson to 24, they can win.
So let's talk about this then. We both don't think they're going to win, so we can move to ramifications of a loss. And we'll do ramifications for a win or for a loss. For a loss, how do you feel? What would it mean if they lose the game? What do you think?
Absolutely nothing. Like, you're supposed to lose to Clemson. Clemson is the number – what are they, number three right now?
Yeah.
Clemson is number three right now. You are unranked. You don't deserve to be ranked after the last two losses. I think you're a much improved football team, but I don't think you're on Clemson's level. I think Clemson's getting healthy at a time where you have all sorts of injuries. Everybody got banged up last week. I literally take nothing from losing to Clemson. I mean nothing. If you go out there and get ran, look like the season one, I'm going to have a little bit more to say. But if you go out there and play Clemson tough,
31-20,
I'll take it. I'll take it. I ain't gonna have nothing to say because I didn't think he was getting past 21 points anyway. So you go out there and lose 31-21, I get it. 35-21, I won't say nothing. 42-21, I'm gonna have something to say about it. You know what I mean? Because then at that point, I don't feel like your defense got nearly enough stops. But what I will say is, A win. Shit. I mean, a win at this point cancels out the rest of them, because now it's like, all right, we beat ourselves against two teams that we should have possibly won.
Right.
We beat Clemson. It's a huge recruiting win. You got all. Again, you talked about it. Mike has put all his eggs in the basket. We've asked this question on this podcast. Is it wise for Mike to put all his eggs in this one basket? And every single time, it was no. As a matter of fact, the two times it was North Carolina, and the other time was Notre Dame, which they had a really good showing. It didn't hurt them. The rest of the season would hurt them.
Right.
So, in my opinion, every time Mike has put his eggs in one basket, he seemed to have had something figured out. He seemed to know something that we didn't all know.
Right.
And this is another huge recruiting weekend. Hell, he got Clemson recruits coming in that he's trying to steal.
Well, I can tell you right now, the Clemson recruit that's coming in is no longer a Clemson recruit, because if you visit and you committed to Clemson, you are no longer on the team. You are no longer that recruiting class. They don't play that shit. So that's a wrap. So we probably gonna get that kid.
He knew when he made the decision that it was a wrap, because that's not how they operate.
Clemson don't play that shit. They don't play that shit.
We got too many other choices.
Unless you better be top three player in the class type shit. If you think you're gonna just, you know, take
I'm going to see other business. Them.
Yeah. Clemson don't play that
I'm
shit.
I'm with you.
A win. See, I do think a loss means something, but a win, I think, is huge, right?
So hold on. Well, tell me what the loss means.
Because see, this is gonna be the problem, right? You at that point, you would have lost three straight games. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, because you lost three straight games, the next game is important. Then the next game becomes important. You see what I'm saying? Like, every time you lose a game, the next game becomes so important, right? Because you need to win, right? You need to win games. You need to keep positive momentum on the recruiting trail, right? Yep. You don't need coaches talking shit about you getting fired, right? And I think with you getting to seven wins, I think there's still discussions going on. I think if you're at six wins, the discussions are louder. If you're at eight wins, people are going to be a little quieter. You know what I'm saying? So I think by giving away that NC State game, it made this game really important. Like, I thought it had been house money. Had you won the NC State game, you'd have been 5-1. Game day would have been here. It's house money. Everybody play loose, play free. We got nothing to lose. But because you lost the NC State game, and because it was handed to you, mm-hmm. Now all this pressure's on this game. Like, people keep saying the pressure's on Clemson. Maybe. I don't think so. I think it's on you, because you have to prove that you're ready for prime time. You have to prove that this program is ready to take the next step. You have to win these type of – you have to win games against good competition, top 15 teams. Wake Forest was a chance. NC State was a chance. Mm-hmm. Clemson is a chance. After this right here, who you going to have? I mean, where's the next opportunity to prove that you're ready for big time? It doesn't exist on the schedule.
They don't have another one.
That's what I'm saying. I think it matters. I do think a win or a loss, I think it does matter.
But did you think they were ready for big time? I guess that's my question. I didn't go into this season
I thought if you would have won – you know, one of those games, it would have mattered. Like, if you'd have won a Wake Forest game or NC State game, that's the way you can plant your flag and say, okay, see, we the number two team in this conference. Like, we not that far away. You know what I'm saying? We are one or two players away.
But I guess my thing is, I don't believe that
if you finish third in this conference,
two games away though. I guess I don't think we're ever one or two players away though. So that's why I'm not saying
we thought that. I'm just saying. Okay. Optics,
what you able to lie about?
How it looks, optic wise, it looks like you're not that far away. You know what I'm saying? Also, you're in year three, okay? Mm-hmm. Any team on your schedule, especially in the ACC, you should be able to beat them. You should be able to beat them. You shouldn't go in a game feeling like you're gonna be outgunned.
Yep.
You know, this year three, so
yeah.
I do think it matters, right? Now, if you lose the game close, you know, people are shrugging off and saying, oh, it's fine. Let's reset. Let's beat Miami. Let's beat Florida. Let's beat Georgia Tech. Let's beat Syracuse. And, I mean, you're going to have a chance to beat all five of those teams too. But, you know, I do think it matters. I do think it matters if you win or lose. I really do.
I,
I think the ramifications of winning is humongous. I think if you win this game, it means everything. So
I agree with that.
So it can't mean everything if you win it, but it means nothing if you lose it. True. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I will say, though. And this is why I said I don't put a lot of stock in them losing. It depends on how they lose. If Mike Norvell has another game where I feel like he lost it, I'm going to be real tough. Whether tight or blowout, right? Because now we've seen too many instances where Mike is standing at the podium telling us, hey, dog, it's on me. Yeah. Blame me. It's my fault. I made a bad call. I don't know how many much more of those we're going to give Mike. Because he's had a lot of those already where it's, all right, it's on me. I made a bad call. Right. Yeah, we know. We saw it. We watched the game.
Right.
We watched the game. We knew you made a bad call. How many more bad calls can he get? So I think if it's on Mike, that's going to change it. What I do believe, though, because he has an opportunity to salvage the season, I'm going to say it doesn't mean much. If I look back on this game and say, well, you let Clemson beat you twice because now you somehow lost to Georgia Tech coming off the bye week. Oh, well, then I'm going to look back on this and say that was a huge loss because you needed one of those. You should have had Wake Forest. You should have had NC State. And who knows what happens against Clemson. Mm-hmm. However, if I look at this game and you go out there and win the next five, I think nobody's going to look back at this season and say, all right, you lost the three teams you were supposed to lose to.
Right.
You ain't ready to beat good teams yet. That's cool. Take another step. But you will have had 9 wins at that point before a bowl game with the opportunity to win 10. Nobody's going to complain about 10 wins.
Nobody's going to complain about that. But like I said, every time you lose a game, it puts pressure on you to win games, to win other games. You know what I'm saying? So
go win it. Go win them next 5. And if you lose this one, go win them.
Also, man, I think this game is big because Jordan Travis need to play good because that shit look like it's unraveling over there. So he needs to play good, man. He need to have a good showing, and
That's a different question. Do they need to win or does Jordan Travis need to play good? I think Jordan Travis need to play good regardless because Jordan Travis needs the Jordan Travis to believe in himself again. You know what I mean? Like, part of what fueled Jordan Travis early on was the fact that he was real confident about the decisions he was making. He was very confident with his throws. He was confident when he ran the football, and he was confident when he wasn't. Everything about it looked in control. These last few weeks, I'm not going to say he regressed, but I don't think he looks nearly as in control, and he's starting to second-guess himself. He needs to play well for Jordan Travis because of down the stretch, you're going to need Jordan Travis to win all them games. And so we need Jordan to be early this season Jordan, not last year's Jordan.
Right.
And so Jordan need to figure it out. Get that same confidence he walked into the season with, that same confidence he walked into LSU with, the same confidence that got him at the number 3 rated quarterback, even with games that I didn't think were his best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go be that quarterback. You know what I mean? You still one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the college football right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
You know what I mean? Go play like a top 10 quarterback. I'm tired of seeing I saw it this week and I was like, okay. I mean, I get it. You had a lot of front games early on that inflated that number, and now it's slowly dropping. You went from the number 1 quarterback to number 2, number 3, and as the games get worse and worse, you're going further down. So can you have put together a good game? Can you play like the number 3 and number 4 QBR rated quarterback in college football? We'll see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But while y'all here, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got like 30 something people in. So make sure y'all go hit the like. We only got like 20 likes. So everybody go hit the like button.
10 people go hit that button. what I'm going to say. So you want to say any questions or you want to grab them?
No. I'm going to ask you about the staff currently.
Okay. All right. What about
how you feel about the staff so far? Like where we sit at right now?
I'm going to say pass. I don't know. I really don't know, right? Because they've been, you know what I'm giving? I'm inconsistent. I don't know if that's a grade that they're giving. I'm going to give them an incomplete, an I for incomplete. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because at this point, I don't want to make a decision right now. I'll tell you, this season, they've been very consistent. I thought through the first 4 games, they looked lights out, and I legit thought they had a chance at possibly scheming their way into easily winning 10, 11 games and possibly being in the conversation for the ACC.
Right.
I think these last 2 weeks, coaching specifically has caused them to lose it. I thought Alex Atkins, even though people say they we held Wake to the lowest point total level. I watched that damn game. Y'all, if Wake needed to score 50, they would score 50. They scored 31 because they knew they needed to score 31 to win the game. Like, man, y'all get out of here with all that bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, we watch the games. We know it. So all that, we held them to the lowest point total ever. Man, them fake stats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them little LeBron stats. You know what I mean? He never scored 35 on a Tuesday when it was raining outside. I mean, we know what the stats look like. So yeah. I'm saying, if I had to look at it, I said the defensive coordinator has cost us the game because I didn't think they played well against Wake Forest. And I thought Mike Norvell cost them the game last week as he made a lot of bonehead decisions down the stretch. That's not me saying that. That's Mike Norvell saying that. If you got a problem with it, take it up with him. What I'm saying is incomplete because I don't want to discount everything I've seen the first 4 weeks because of the last 2 weeks. So I'll reserve the right to kind of kick that can down the road a little bit.
Okay. All right. I will put them I get them a C. I think this team early on played with a lot of belief coming out of camp. I think they had a lot of fight in them. But as the team has like had some adversity and some things haven't went well in the game, they have a little bit of a front runners mentality a little bit. They can get up on you, they're pretty good, but anytime a team decide they want to fight back, you know, they have a hard time with that. You know what I'm saying? Like when a team got just a good enough plan as you got, this team struggles with the counterpunch. Like they fine with punching, but when another team is jabbing back at them and decide they're not gonna back down, they want to play just as hard, they don't counterpunch well. This team don't counterpunch well, and that bothers me. Now that could be put on talent. Maybe that's a talent thing. But then also, why don't you have enough talent?
Yeah.
You know? I'm at a C with them. I want to see what they can do in the offseason, this offseason, recruiting wise. Can you bring in enough talent recruiting wise to maybe get and then another thing, this team was so defiant during the Louisville game, I said as much, and I haven't seen that same team. I haven't seen that same team since Louisville. You know,
I haven't seen that game plan since Louisville. I haven't seen that team. You're right. I haven't seen one that I thought the game plan, the coaching was special against Louisville.
Right.
That was the one that made me say, we may have something here, right? Because I looked at the Louisville and said, when everybody would have given you a pass to quit, players, coaches, everybody,
right?
You have just Jordan Travis is done, and you have had to roll out Tate Rodemaker.
Right?
Not ideal. ideal.
Right.
I give you a pass. You take this L. I get it. Louisville was willing and dealing, and I thought defensively they stepped up. Offensively, Tate Rodemaker played excellent, lights out.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great strategy. Perfect. I have not seen that these past 2 weeks. But because I haven't seen it, I don't want to say they can't do it. Or I don't want to say they can't get it back. And right. That's why I'm saying I'm going to hold off on let me get a few more games in. Let me see what they look like against Clemson. Let me see what the game plan is against Clemson. Then also, all right, let me see what they come back with after the bye week against Georgia Tech. They go out there and handle Georgia Tech easily. They look like the old team. Then I'm going to say, y'all just played three good teams.
Right.
Y'all beat yourself on two of them, which y'all could have won and should have won one of them. And Clemson was the better team. But y'all are doing what y'all need to do against the teams that y'all should beat.
Right.
And then I'll feel a lot better about it. Right now, I think you're playing better coaches and you're playing teams with better talent. And I think we are not necessarily there yet. But I do think we are better. We are good enough to beat the rest of the schedule. And therefore, they should. Don't lose games that you should win. That my plan for this team is not to lose games that you should win. At this point, I think if we looked before the season, we probably would have had them losing to Wake Forest, Clemson, and NC State. Looking at the season, I'm saying we still should have had them losing to Wake Forest. They should have beat NC State because I think they're better. And they probably still should lose to Clemson. But I still think they should beat the rest of them.
Right.
They shouldn't lose to Syracuse. I don't care what Syracuse is and how good they play. You shouldn't lose to Syracuse. I'm going to count it as an unacceptable loss if they lose it. You shouldn't lose to Georgia Tech. That is a real unacceptable loss. You shouldn't lose to Miami or Florida. They're not unacceptable, but they are not playing as good as what you've played this season, and neither one of them quarterbacks got are better than what you have talent wise.
Right.
So let's see. So let's see what. So I want to see what they do the rest of the season. I promise you, I'm looking at this game zero emotion. I don't. If they win it, I'll come out here and we'll talk shit and we'll have a good time with it. But if they lose it, I'm just not taking very much from it. I think that the rest of the season is much more telling than what Clemson will show us who they that I think Clemson's going to show us that we're not necessarily there yet. We're not as close as what we think we are.
Okay, that's fair. Well, let me get to some of these comments, and I'll actually be at the game, so I won't be able to do the live show with you if you do the live show.
Hey, I'll see how I feel about the game. If I got a whole lot to say, then I'll say it, and if not, then I'll wait till you come back and we'll do it then.
Okay, because I'm
doing it. I'm gonna go to Cookman Jackson State.
Oh, okay.
Let me go watch Prime and his antics up close.
Okay. Anyway, let me get some of these comments in. The ACC Atlanta is the toughest division in college football. I would disagree. I think it's tough because I actually think the Big 12 with the division Kansas is in is really tough. I think the SEC West is number one, and I think we are battling with – I mean, because if Kansas is your second-best team in a conference, then that conference probably got a pretty good division. You know what I'm saying? Like if Kansas is the – if Kansas is that good, which Kansas is pretty damn good.
Do we beat Kansas?
Kansas?
Yeah.
I don't think we beat Kansas. That vertical passing game they got with all that built in, I don't think we don't play good against teams that can throw the football, like that can really got good quarterback play and throw the football. I couldn't pick us to win a game like that.
I'm going to say we two. I don't, again, the SEC West is usually always going to be number one for me. Until Alabama, like unless Nick Saban no longer there, I'm pretty much gonna go with the SEC. Yeah. So the SEC West, in my opinion, is still number one. I think we too. I think we have a lot of talent, a lot of good teams. So yeah. I'm with that. I guess I'm gonna pick number two if you got them three.
I don't know. Depending on how the Pac-12 shake out, I don't know. Maybe I go even lower than that. I don't know. Anyway, Yo, Weber Rev been at. You know, I'm going to say this, okay? And this is going to piss some people off, okay? Burrell was a 3-star wide receiver. And when you take a bunch of 3-star wide receivers and stuff like, and 3-stars in general, it's easy to hype players. It's easy to get excited about guys that come to the program. And I'm not knocking Burrell. I'm not saying he can't play football. I'm not saying he can't play football here. I'm not saying he's a bad person, okay? But that is a stiff wide receiver, right? And then you put him at running back, a little stiff there too, right? Because you got to be able to kind of move your hips a little bit. I just don't think Burrell's that good. Like, I mean, then he had an injury too that probably slowed him up even more. I just don't think Burrell's very good, man. It happens. I mean, sometimes you get guys, they don't become what people talk about them on message boards. Like, it's the reason why South Carolina didn't recruit him. It wasn't just Clemson. South Carolina didn't either. North Carolina didn't either. I mean, it's the reason why he was there for you to get him. You know?
It's too early to call. Sam may be leaning on the right answer. I'm going to say it's too early to call. Okay. The same way I said with Mike Norvell and staff. I'm in a generous mood. I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Please explain why Clemson, with all these athletes and NFL defense, is only favored by 3.5 points. That's pretty simple, right? Vegas want people to bet, right? So if you come out and say Clemson is a 14-point favorite, that means you're saying they're 21 points better than Florida State. In Florida, you know, they was on a neutral field, they'd be 21 points better. So guess what? People going to be scared to bet that line. They're like, well, Florida State's at home. Maybe people will bet Florida State, but I think Vegas is going to put a low line there so people will bet that line. You know what I'm saying? You maybe by looking at that line, you feel like the game is going to be closer than what it really is, and you'll put money on it, right? Make you feel better about your team looking at that line. Vegas is not in the business of losing money. So
I was just going to say that was cool. I say, I'm going to tell you something. Vegas is smart. Don't let that line get you confused at what's happening here. Y'all can look at that low line if you
want. I used to watch them back in the heyday. They used to favor Oregon all the time against Stanford, and it was like the easiest line of money to make because it was like you just bet
Stanford every
time
to
win the money.
Every time. And, oh,
but people used to be in love.
That was the easiest money you ever clean up on.
But people was in love
to
with
this
the
day,
high-flying
even right
Oregon
now.
Offense. Everybody was in love with that high-flying offense with Oregon, and everybody just always feel like, oh, well, they got it this year. But, I mean, sometimes Vegas know what they do. They know how to make money off of people. Oh, we'll just favor Oregon. And, you know, they just – that's what they do. So, anyway, Mike has something special for LSU. I think he will have something for – I think so, too. Like, I keep saying I think there's a chance that he can get to 20 points in the first half. And if he can do that, I think it keeps the crowd in the game. And I think maybe we can ride the wave to something special, to a great night in Doak.
Yep. I don't believe that, but I hear you.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I agree with Mike has something special for LSU. I do. I also think LSU's defense is not nearly the same as Clemson.
Nine wins is an 80% increase over last season. That's a good step. That's a great step.
Great step. I'm not looking at the 80% increase over last season. I'm looking at it as what have they done this season individually. And I would say if they're able to get to 9 wins in the regular season, that means they have won 5. They would have finished this season, in my opinion, because I got them losing Saturday. They would have won 5 straight. They have started the season winning 4. They lost to 3 good teams, and they beat all the teams they were supposed to. I won't have a single complaint. I give them praise.
Right,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, very good stuff.
We need to give Atkins a raise, and Fuller needs some help. Yeah, I think that's true. You know,
Fuller needs some help, as in like Fuller needs to be in a lesser position, and somebody needs to be above him. If that's the type of help you're talking about, then we 1,000% agree. I think Fuller is as good as he's been. It's hard to criticize Fuller. God, like you, I think you may have put it on Twitter. It's hard to criticize Fuller when.
When Mike's been
the
so
offense
bad.
Has been when the,
yeah,
offense,
the offense
has
been so bad.
You know what I mean? Work. Like you, I've blamed the offense the last 2 weeks because again, I have said you cannot put up less than 20 points in college football. Period.
Right.
Under no circumstance in this day of college football, you cannot put up less than 20 points and expect to win.
Right.
And we somehow are not scoring 20 points. In like the modern age of college football, where teams don't really play that much defense, it's only like 3 special defenses in all of college football.
Yeah.
Like you should be, and I can tell you, North Carolina State and Wake Forest ain't one of them. You should be able to score more than
28 points.
You should be scoring 28 to 31 points.
Yeah,
like that should. And when we talked about it after the Louisville game, we were so high because we were saying, "Shit, you can win the rest of these because we're not scoring less than 21 to 28 points. We're gonna score 28." It's a matter of 31, 38, so therefore we can win shootouts with anybody. That's what we were talking about. The fact that they've lost that these last 2 weeks is what's, I think, so troubling, and it's why I'm so down on it. Can they figure out that, how to get back to 21 points? I mean, how to get back to 28, 30, 34 points? That's the key. 28, I think, will win this game, but I'm just not sure how they can get to it. I can't blame Fuller because of, you know, Mike and the offense has been really bad as well.
Yeah, I think the thing with JT is it's getting weird. It's getting weird. I don't fully get it. I just know he looks like a different guy than he did early in the season. He just looks like a different guy. I don't know how to really put that. I don't know. Like, that's just reading body language. I don't know. It's getting weird. Something that I did hear that I thought was interesting. You know, when they do their adjustments or whatnot, when Florida State makes their like audibles and stuff like that, you know, they do it from the sidelines. Did you know that?
I thought Jordan has some.
No. All he does is put his hand down to everybody, like, you know, like hold for a second. And they look to the
side. I mean,
side.
But that's not uncommon, though.
A lot of teams look to the sideline for their checks. But my point is, if you look into the sideline for your check like that, and then the play don't go right, you throw a pick, or, you know, you throw another pick, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you start placing blame on your failures on the coach, and maybe that's why you have – this messed up demeanor on the sidelines and kind of almost defiance on the side. Maybe that's, I mean, I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know.
No. I think if Jordan Travis is pissed off, it's because he has had he's had his legs cut out from underneath him. I don't think that Jordan Travis has been given the keys to either succeed or fail, right? I think we have, early on, it was, all right, Jordan, go be great. Right. Cool. And these last 2 weeks has been, let's see how we can keep Jordan Travis from hurting us. And I think if I'm a quarterback, I know the calls that's coming in. Right. And I know the calls that I feel like I can work that will work in this situation. I saw earlier, it was a play late in the third, maybe early fourth, or whatever it is, where it looked like they were going to pass it. And they checked out of it and ran that same run play that they ran all game and lost like 5 or 6 yards. I think you know what I'm talking about. Like they checked into that same run play and they lost like 6 yards. And I remember looking at Jordan being like, and Jordan just seemed like, I ain't want to run that play. Right?
Right.
And I think it's Jordan's looking at, man, I'm improved. Believe me, trust me that I've gotten this thing figured out.
Right.
Just give me the opportunity and I'll make a play for you.
Right.
But I'm not sure, and I said it earlier, I'm not sure if Mike and Atkins believe that yet. They're going to have to put some trust in them.
Yeah. Okay. Low key, I think our defense is getting better each week. I actually kind of actually agree with that. I agree with that statement and that sentiment.
They've done what they needed to do to get wins. Put it like that. I said that's the best way I can say it possible. They have not been the reason why we've lost.
What kind of sticky product can we put on Johnny Wilson's hand?
It won't matter what sticky product you put on his hand because he don't catch with his hand, he catch with his body. So you can put all the sticky shit you want on it. Unless you put it right here in these between the numbers.
Yeah.
My man, yeah, you gotta put that sticky stuff right here. Let it Vicks vapor rub. Rub it all over his chest.
Injuries to 11 starters year has really hurt. We talking about like people being hurt. Like Clemson just getting back their secondary guys, their D line guys, and when we play Wade play without their left tackle and they play without a guard in that game.
Let me ask you something. Did O'Leary play the second half of that game?
No.
Oh, all right, cool. All right.
Man, I don't know why we keep talking about injuries. I don't understand this. I don't think Clemson has better coaches. No way. I don't know, man. I can't get into this coach conversation with people though, Boban, but it's what does the product tell you? Does the product say they're well coached? Because I think the product says that they're well coached. They have an understanding of their concepts and what they do.
I'm kind of caught in the air on this one, right?
I know, because you can't say Dabo's a good coach, right? You can't do that.
Right. Yeah, Here's the thing. They have coached well enough to not beat themselves, right? So intrinsically, I'm going to say their staff is better just because they have not coached themselves out of a game.
Listen to the spin.
But I absolutely have no belief that Dabo Sweeney is a good coach. So then I have to say, like,
I hate this for you.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say in this situation. I don't think Clemson has better coaches, and I want to say yes, Clemson does not have better coaches.
Yeah, I know you do,
but I also can't say. I mean, Mike has lost ball games. I've watched Mike lose ball games. I watched Mike almost lose ball games at LSU. I mean, if we really want to talk about it, so now I'm saying. Does Dabo Sweeney call a pitch in that situation?
Probably not. Does Dabo Sweeney throw
that fade in that situation, or does he run and kick?
Look at the machinations that you got to go through right now to get this to what's the obvious. He probably doesn't. This is obvious. This is so obvious. You can't even sit there and look at it. It's that obvious. It's like staring y'all in the face.
Clemson has better coaches.
Okay, this ain't hard. This isn't hard. This isn't difficult.
I know. I wish I could articulate this better to where, like, today they have better coaches. That's how I would put it. Right now, on Saturday, they will have better coaches based on the things that I've seen so far.
I know.
But going forward, I don't know if they have the better coaches. I don't think that's how I really want the word. I'm just trying to make it make sense in my head.
Yeah. Work through it. Do y'all think Rodney Hill will get some? Man, I think this is a game.
I don't know if William is trolling.
I don't know if you really want to put a true freshman out against that defense. Maybe against Georgia Tech, but I don't know against this defense. Not this. It's going to be some pad popping out there. I don't know if you want
to. Marcus, you're wrong, and I don't even feel like talking about it, but you're wrong.
You can't even say, because you can't say that out loud, because that does something to you. I mean,
Marcus, you're wrong.
I think top 10 is actually, I think he's a little higher than that, actually, but. You know, I'm one.
You know what? That's what Champ say is my answer. Clemson doesn't have a better coach. They have a better and deeper team.
Mm-hmm. That they recruited and developed.
No, they do have a better. They do have a better deeper team. They also have a better. Yeah, again,
with those players that they recruited.
Just based on right. Dabo has not lost. I've not looked at Dabo this season and said he's the reason why they lost. Actually, I don't think I've looked at him any season and say he's the reason why they lost. Mm-hmm. I think he's a clown and I think he's a joke. I think he's a funny figurehead who parades up there like, you know, I think he's still got CSA or speaking spell in his headset. But I will say that they still
not. We don't have to keep doing this. We know how you really feel deep down inside. It's okay. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't like him. No. Marcus, you are correct. If you haven't figured that out yet. Yeah, no, I do not like that, but it's going to be very difficult.
It's personal. It's personal.
No, it's very personal.
So anyway, that was all the questions. I don't have any more questions coming through. I appreciate all you guys for coming to the Listen Up podcast. Make sure you subscribe.
Why y'all leave me on this bad note? I was there, like, you know what I mean? What's your final score, man?
You know that Joe Budden, you know that Joe Budden mean? You wrong. Be wrong. Yeah. It's okay to be wrong. Like, this is me... This is me passive aggressively saying that to you.
No. I'm gonna have to take that. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to take that.
Back you in the corner there, buddy.
Yeah, no, he did, because it was against us, like against everybody else. It was an easy decision. I'm like, nah, but against us, it was a little different.
Score prediction: 31 Clemson, FSU 10.
Woo, shit. Wait a minute, Sam, you don't give all this hope, but I'm some misery. You gonna come out here with 31-10? I wasn't even expecting that shit. Damn.
I think it's a chance that Dabo feel like he got ABC. That's right.
He also got a little bit of upset. Didn't we cancel a game that he been waiting to get revenge on or something like that?
Yeah, and he had Kirk. He got Kirk Herbstreit here. He got the ABC crew gonna be here. It's gonna be one of those things that I think that there's a chance that defensive line amps it up another level. I think they hit another level, and I think we see the offense really gets like stalemated, like most of the game. I think it'll be a lot of reset expectations after this game.
I got it 31-21. Okay. I think we'll get to at least 21. I hope it's 31-20. 31-10, we're gonna have a different conversation coming out of this game. I'm gonna be honest with you. What Florida State keys? I think we talked about it. Be aggressive, throw the football, come out early and often, hit them with everything you got, all those other, you know, all those cliche things, but nothing real. 31-10. I don't think we can broadcast the game. We can't talk about the game live during the game. There's some sort of something or the copyright something.
Yeah, but anyway, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure you hit the subscribe button.
Mark. Hey, man, 30. Hey, we will not. It won't be 31-10, y'all. Sam is trolling. It will not be 31-10.
Sam is not trolling.
I know Sam ain't trolling. That's the funny thing about it. Because here's the thing: I'm closer to you. I don't want to say it.
I feel like Clemson wants to have a coronation. They want to have a moment where they can say we are one of the top four teams in the country. And I think their moment comes on Saturday.
They finna embarrass us in front of Kirk Herbstreit. Here's the funny thing about it: people hate Kirk Herbstreit. Kirk Herbstreit loves Florida State. I keep seeing people talk about like, oh, it's Kirk and he don't like Florida. Kirk loves Florida State. The moment we do something positive, the first person to ever comment on it is Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
When Jordan Travis finished his first game, when he talked about most impressive performances, it was Jordan Travis was in there. When he talked about his most impressive teams, Florida State was in there. Kirk loves Florida State when Florida State is good. But if Clemson come out here and take it to your ass, you're going to get a Kirk that you ain't going to like very much.
Yeah, you know, I think even they lose 31-10 don't mean they gave up. It just means you got outclassed a little bit.
Ten points, man, is bad, dog. You and your three, Clemson is good, but they ain't that good to be getting beat 31-10. I will feel a lot of ways if you only put up. If Mike put up 10 points, it is going to be a problem. If you lose that game 31-10, it is going to be a problem. Because again, your defense can give up 31 to Clemson. I got no problem with it.
I hope I'm wrong, man. But I just I think it's some matchups that's going to happen. Clemson can play a lot of games with their linebackers and safeties. Jordan haven't done well with that recently.
I'm with you. I'm not looking for nothing this game.
But
31-10 will say a lot.
I just think there's a chance it kind of gets away from you. And I don't think it's going to look like 31-10. I think it's going to be like 7-7, 14-7, 21-7, 24-7. You know what I'm saying? 24-10.
So it's going to be a slow methodical.
Yeah, it's going to be like a methodical.
Boy, that's going to be a lot of bad offense. If it's 24-7, yeah. And they just out there,
You know.
I might just go find something and to then do with my Mike, family. Mike, I might go find something to do with my family and friends and just catch
and
y'all
then, on that. And then Mike go ahead and kick a little field goal in the fourth quarter and a 40-yard field goal to get around
some confidence
at the end. And he hits it. And this time they don't celebrate like they won a national championship. This time they relax.
Nobody's going to say a word. Yeah. He's going to get a couple hand claps, and that's going to be it.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But I do think there's a chance that they methodically beat that ass on Saturday. And I'll be there in attendance to watch it. Like, I'm there. I ain't gonna run away. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
I'm going to be quiet there. I'm going to let you tell me what it felt like inside the stadium, what booster walked past you and threw up his hands and cussed and said, yeah, this is unacceptable. You know what I mean? I'm going to listen to you from your perspective, man.
Yeah. But hopefully Mike done put a great game plan together and they can scheme up 21 points in the first half and we end the game second. I hope that's what happened.
Hey,
block a kick.
Run Jordan, man. I'm with you. Run Jordan, man. Jordan,
man, run. We had an hour and 13 minutes, man. We can't keep going. So
do your damn right. Hey, I just looked up. Yeah, no. Nah.
I gotta work. Hey, out, man. Y'all killing me.
Hey, this is Listen to Podcast. We appreciate y'all. Rate, review, subscribe. I ain't realize it been that doggone long. Rate, review, subscribe, man. We appreciate y'all listening. Everybody who's in the comments, man, leave a gold nose. If you have not subscribed, we needed one. I don't know if we got it. Sam, you check real quick if we got that one subscriber.
We had 800.
Appreciate that. Whoever you were, sir, keep going.
200 away from 1,000.
200 away. Tell somebody, tell a friend, tell whoever it is, man.
Subscribe on your kid's iPad. Make it happen.
Subscribe. Yep. If your mom ain't subscribed and she got a phone and she got YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. She won't know what them notifications is. Anyway, I did it on my parents. They don't know. hey, it is what it is, y'all. But, hey, we out. You deserve to listen up. Yep. Yep.